back to another episode of Manifesting Minis. I'm your host, Amanda, and today we're tackling a topic that often stirs up a lot of questions and sometimes even controversy. Is manifestation witchcraft? Spoiler alert, it's not. But let's explore why this misconception exists and how they can intersect. Manifestation is all about mindset and the power of belief. It's the processing of bringing something tangible into your life through attraction and belief. By setting clear intentions and aligning your thoughts and actions, you can create the life that you desire. The principles of manifestation are rooted in psychology and supported by concepts like the law of attraction and positive thinking. For instance, many successful entrepreneurs swear by visualization techniques, where they mentally rehearse their success, creating a clear mental picture of what they want to achieve. So why do some people seem to think that manifestation is witchcraft? Well, it's likely because both involve the power of intention and energy. But here's the thing. Manifestation doesn't require any mystical rituals or spells. It's about clarity, focus, and action. Witchcraft, on the other hand, is a spiritual practice that can use manifestation as one of its tools. But it involves much more, including rituals, spells, and a belief system. It's important to respect both practices for what they are and understanding their differences. Manifestation is a universal tool available to anyone regardless of their spiritual beliefs. So let's look at some real-life examples. Consider someone who manifested their dream job by setting clear goals, visualizing success, and taking actionable steps. They might start by creating a vision board filled with images and words that represent their career aspirations. Every morning, they spend a few minutes looking at the board, feeling the emotions of already having their dream job. No spells or potions, just a strong mindset and determination. Or think about someone who used daily affirmations and visualization to manifest better health. They begin each day with a positive affirmation about their health and, over time, notice a shift in habits and energy levels. Again, it's all about mindset. Now, how can you start manifesting in your own life? Well, first, get clear on what you want. Write it down, visualize it, and believe that it's possible. Visualization is powerful. Spend a few minutes each day picturing your goal as if it's already been achieved. Then, take consistent action towards your goal. Break it down into small, manageable steps and celebrate each milestone. Remember, manifestation is about aligning your inner world with your outer actions. It's not just wishful thinking. It's about creating a plan and sticking to it. I want to note here that there are various ways that you can manifest. There are also a lot of different techniques out there that you can use. All of these techniques, or tools even, are only designed to help you create the belief in your mind that what you desire is already yours. To wrap it up, manifestation is not witchcraft, but it can be a powerful tool within spiritual practices for those that choose to use it in that way. It's all about harnessing the power of your mind and intentions. So I'd love to hear your thoughts or experiences with manifesting or how you feel about this topic. Feel free to share them with me. And remember, the power to manifest is within you, waiting to be tapped into. I want to thank you so much for tuning in to this episode today. I'd love for you to check out my HeyLinkMe page, which you can find in the show description or notes. It's packed with curated resources, links, and merch to support you on your journey towards a more radiant and empowered life. I'm constantly updating it with new goodies, so make sure you check it out often. Plus, right now, until December 6th, everything in my merch shop is 30% off with the code MM30. It's a great opportunity to pick up something that resonates with your energy and style. Just look for the code at the top of the site. Your support truly means the world to me. So until next time, manifestors, remember that you are the operant power and you are in charge of what is happening in your life. You are the artist. Paint your canvas the way that you desire. Have a beautiful day.